WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Patrick Lavery. Topping our report this hour, at this hour, Governor Murphy providing us with the latest numbers on the coronavirus within the Garden State. We are monitoring his briefing. A tornado watch is in effect, and the wind and heavy rain has knocked out power across the state for JCP&L, PSE&G, and Atlantic City Electric customers. More than 52,000 outages right now, but restoration efforts are already underway.
Crews are out there working, responding to these outages as they occur. With the higher wind gusts, that does cause some problems, as we know historically, for some of the infrastructures.
Chief Meteorologist Dan Sarrow says winds have gusted to over 70 miles per hour in some spots in Cape May and Atlantic counties, which have the most outages. Photos posted on the Wildwood Boardwalk Facebook page show a portion of the boardwalk having collapsed. The boardwalk has been closed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. State lawmakers voting by phone today in their Senate and Assembly sessions to reschedule New Jersey's primary from June 2nd to July 7th. The move off of the June date had been long rumored, but Governor Murphy just officially committed to it last week. It is his hope people will be able to vote in person by that date. Melissa Garcia of Trenton is a health benefits coordinator for the state's Medicaid program, among other things, helping people access testing and care for COVID-19. She's also enrolled in DACA and knows one Monday soon the Supreme Court will decide whether to end her protection from deportation.
I help 50 to 60 people access health insurance every day. But if DACA ends, I won't be able to have insurance or a job.
Make the Road New Jersey has issued a new platform they'd like the state to adopt to support immigrants who lack legal status, including more funding for lawyers and a fund to help some pay for their DACA renewals. We now know the cause of a forest fire that consumed some 1,500 acres in South Jersey last week, a lightning strike that set things ablaze at the Millville Wildlife Management Area in Downtownship. The strong winds of last Thursday afternoon all the way into Friday helped fan the flames quickly. No injuries were reported. In Bridgeton, police are looking for a man who apparently used a backhoe to ride around a construction site and smash a utility pole, breaker box, office trailer, and the backhoe itself. Someone called 911 Saturday night to report it. The suspect had already left the area. There wound up being more than $13,000 in damage. Turn to NJ1015.com for more on New Jersey's coronavirus crisis. You know by now a tornado watch has been issued in New Jersey. What else are we watching for? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 3:07. Now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
We're approaching the grand finale of today's powerful storm system as a round of scattered strong thunderstorms accompanies a cold front. So, still the risk for pockets of heavy rain, gusty wind, and lightning. In addition, if those storms really get going here, hail and a tornado are on the table as well. It's warm and humid for now, but things come to an end tonight. We'll dry out, clear out, calm down, and cool down. Those fall into the mid-40s overnight. Tomorrow, a much nicer weather day, partly sunny with just a light breeze, highs in the mid-50s. Our next storm system moves in Wednesday morning with some light rain and possibly some snow. Wednesday will be a mostly cloudy day and breezy, highs around 50. Thursday, sun and clouds with a few rain showers, highs lower 50s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
And we did want to give you an update on the latest numbers from the state just being reported by Governor Murphy. 3,219 new cases since yesterday and 94 new deaths reported. More at 3:30. Carteret, 62 degrees. Lindenwald, 64. Lakehurst, 60. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts sent to your smartphone. It's free from New Jersey 101.5.